Verse 27, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie. You see, that's all contrary to the truth. I can't imagine what this existence will be like. I don't state this lightly. You know, I realize that I sin just as much as anybody, but I'll tell you, the longing to be free from this flesh, the longing to be free from everything about this Son of Adam that stands before you is my hope of glory. And I long for that day when this flesh will be cast aside and laid down. And I enter into the presence of the Lord. And to know and understand, I can't imagine what it is not to have a sinful thought. I can't imagine what it is not to be drawn aside when I'm trying to worship by sinful thoughts, even as I stand here to preach. And the cares of this world and things that just constantly, it's like constant treading water. Longing for that shore, longing to put these feet on solid ground. But I know that day's a coming by God's grace, because heaven is a haven from sin. You know, we only know a world of locks on doors, don't we? Of vaults, of keys. Why? Depravity of man. To me, that's one of the greatest indications of man's depravity. We have to lock everything up. And that's why Christ said, don't lay up your treasure on earth where moth and rust does corrupt and thieves break through and steal. We're not to put any confidence in these things. What will be an existence where all that is evil is no longer an issue, either within ourselves or without? I can't imagine, but that's what's described here. The gates of it shall not be shut at all. There'll be no enemy to fear. The Father had given him authority over all flesh. But what? That he might give eternal life unto as many as the Father had given him. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. If this is the Christ of Scripture, this is one who reigns and rules and has all flesh under his power. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents, the kings of Sheba and Seba, all offer gifts. In other words, all flesh serves to Christ's glory, just as here it was with Solomon. But out of this people, it wasn't just of the Jewish nation, but even here is prophesied those of every tribe, nation, and tongue that should come. Sheba was actually somewhere down in Ethiopia and Egypt. So we're talking about Africans even here that the Lord purpose should be brought to this king as a type of Christ. And that's what we read in Scripture concerning Christ. He has a people out of every tribe, nation, and tongue. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. This is a Christ that the world does not know. They assume that this world is divided between good and evil, and so Christ has his kingship over here, but over here is Satan. In fact, I heard a preacher say that a couple weeks ago in a message, that really, ever since the fall, the kingdoms of the world belong to Satan. No, God's never usurped the throne. He's never given that authority over, especially to the devil. So kings bow at his will. Nations serve him at his will. Well, how different the work of the Lord versus modern missionary methods. I'm so thankful that the Lord has taught me otherwise, because I could have been very much headlong into it. In fact, I started off that way. I hit the trail. I hit the ground running when I was in 1980, back when I went to Ivory Coast for the first time. I had my own church growth strategy books under my arm, ready to roll. And the Lord let me go for a while. Gave me just enough rope to hang myself with. But when he brought me low, taught me the truth of the gospel, it changed everything. And it's not that it isn't there. It's right there in the Word. We're blind unless the Lord opens our eyes. But gospel preachers, they go forth from local assemblies, not mission societies. A lot of people think, well, you got to have a mission society. No, It's congregations just like this that the Lord burdens and opens opportunities, just like we had to go to Malawi, go over there and preach the gospel and come back. But preach the gospel we must. And those that the Lord calls, they identify with him in water baptism, and they join in fellowship with these local bodies of believers that are under the leadership of Christ alone. We're not trying to start an organization, not trying to bring other congregations under our headship, make it a business. A lot of churches do that. They start satellite works, and there's money at the base of it, because all that money goes to one head, usually the pastor. But that's not it. You know, in God's kingdom, all his subjects are sons. We all have equal standing by the grace of God.